Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org. Today's podcast is with Christina Dipro and is taken from the launch of And the Stones Fell Open, a Leeds poetry anthology and part of the 2020 Leeds Lit Fest.
It's been wicked me. First time I met Christina is this very evening. What a brilliant chats we've been having. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's been really cool. You're a Shipley-based poet.
I am, yes.
You came here to Leeds in 2005.
Yeah, giving away my age. Yeah. For uni.
Right, okay, yeah. Right. And you are not only, you're an organiser. And I know that you helped organise the Women's March in Shipley, which was really a massive success. I've got a lot to say about that, but you know, that was great and really inspiring. And also, you're one of the co-organisers of a poetry night in Shipley called Rhubarb in the at the Triangle.
At the Triangle.
Rhubarb at the Triangle. We get the pun, don't we? It's very good. I'm found out about that tonight, so I'm really looking forward to going and attending that. So you've actually, when you came to Leeds, you've sort of encountered this really vibrant and growing poetry scene. Mm-hmm. Has poetry changed what it means?
Yeah, so like when I first came to Leeds, I remember being like really excited when just one friend from uni put on like one poetry night above Strobes called Sticks and Stones. A guy called Adam Robinson, who still does occasional theatre stuff, that's great. So go see that and support him. But it was like quite a sparse thing. And in the time that I've been here, it's just incredible how much it's grown and blossomed, and there are so many different nights in like every neighborhood. The fact that we can have a monthly night in Shipley, which is a small town of 20,000 people, and get, you know, be able to pay our guest readers and get a decent regular audience is awesome. I think it's giving a platform to so many different kinds of voices now, as well. Like there was always a perception of like who could write poetry or like who it was for, and I think just the variety of nights that have sprung up have shown that it's really for everyone and democratized it. And you don't have to be the most polished page poet to be able to show up and share something. And I love that.
That's massively encouraging. Thank you. Your poem, I think I shall let you introduce it. It struck a certain chord with me, pun intended. Can you please give it up for Christina Dipro?
So my poem is about a guy I see most days on my commute to work, and I always worry that it's going to be a bad day if I don't see him, because he really brightens up my day. That is probably all I want to say about it for now, so I don't over-explain and ruin it. But it is called In Which God Appears as a Busker. The stand-up comedian Tim Vine was forced to abandon his pen behind the ear routine after many months of practice turned him inadvertently pro, lodged it in muscle memory, sharpening whichever senses guarantee safe landing. It was the punchline that killed the joke. People will root for a blundering underdog, but not a master catcher at the top of his game. You cite this as proof that the busker who plays the flute near City Square, and has done for years, is either mad or a virtuoso, peerless in his jaunty refusal of tune despite a lifetime of rehearsal. You hope it's deliberate, applaud his anarchic attempt to divert the steady ebb and flow of commuters, to charm our lunch money from us with a yelp and a wry smile. I have a theory he's a prophet, telling a story with no foregone conclusion, but I don't know. Maybe it is a ruse, or maybe he is simply a man who moves to his own rhythm and asks his city to make room. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.